That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com today.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
Keith, how are you doing?
Hold on. Let's see if we can get through this.
Get it together, Luis.
We might have to come back to this.
No, power through.
Okay, hold on. One more time from the top.
Well, hello there. This is Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones.
Thanks, Keith. I'm done with you. Welcome to Cobras and Fire. This is Baco, and I'm here with the uniform, Luz Cannon. Luz, how are you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling a little flat tonight. What about you?
Yeah, I'm a little I'm a horizontal as well, a little level.
I hear you.
Yeah, man, so what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I mean, the theme is we're going to go back to do a happy, happy, joy, joy to kind of pick things up because the world has been kind of a downer this week. You know, I mean, so, you know, the Las Vegas concert shooting and the death of Tom Petty. So, you know, I was actually thinking about this a little bit today, if it's okay if I elaborate.
Yeah.
And that is that, like, you know, is it okay that we actually say we're trying to, like, be a mood lifter for people? And I think it is because, you know, as much as, you know, the world is kind of fucked up and it's important to care and it's important to want to do something to make it better. But you also have to remember that you only have one go round when you do this and that's your life. And a lot of people don't have it as good as we do. So hopefully we can add a little joy to your day. That's the goal, right?
Yeah. We want to give you some happy, happy and some joy, joy, which we've done before. What was the last, what inspired us to do that last time? I forget.
Why do you do this to me? Of course I don't remember. I'm Baco. This is not my thing, you know. Dates,
right? Sure.
Topics,
facts,
no
facts.
It was something
like
kind of messed up. Maybe it was right after like Lemmy died or something like that. Or I don't,
sure. Yeah, you know, I don't know either. So yeah, so that's the theme. We'll be playing some uplifting music, some random stuff like that, and we're just gonna bullshit and talk and have fun. Give you an escape from the onslaught of whatever news channel you've. Tuned into in the last 7 days, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what our show is overall, but we've only a couple times now done it for a very pointed reason, and that is just, you know, there is kind of some negative shit going on right now, and maybe you just need a break, and then you can get back to caring and trying to make things better, so.
Well, before we get into something that's very near and dear to my heart, I'd like to crack open a beer. What do you say?
Yeah, I already have one open. If it's all right. It's a Coors Light.
Fine, here we go. Well, did you have to even mention that?
I'm more of a Bud man.
I don't think so. Oh, God damn it. You would love it if you had this video. This thing just foamed over and made a big mess.
Yeah, it's $3 on the floor there for everybody.
this asshole beer was brewed properly for me. Unbelievable. This is not what I used to drink.
That's what you get.
This is not what I used to drink between breaks at Abercrombie. Let me see.
Hey, can you watch it till I got to head to Orange Julius.
Piercing Pagoda, motherfucker. A classic.
But, you see that chicken at One Potato Two? She is so fine.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yeah, so let's get into something that's you know, it's taking over the nation. It's amazing. The videos about this subject are so compelling. The people behind it are some of the smartest of our generation, and that is flat earthers. What do you say, Baco?
Oh, my Lord.
I know you're speechless.
Why don't you take the lead?
Okay. Well, you know,
I have something to say, but let me hear from you.
I'm sure
first.
You do. And all of my news, I get all my news currently over the last month
from Huffington Post.
No. Is that Abercrombie sponsored?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. But I get all my current news, my current events from a podcast called Blame Your Brother. And it's an excellent podcast with three Nashville clowns. Have you heard it? I've mentioned it to you, but have you listened to this podcast?
I have heard a little bit of it, but not a whole lot. I haven't had a chance to dig into it like you have, Luce.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have to mention it because they are the ones that brought this to my attention. And of course, like yourself, I'm fascinated with flat earthers. But there is an artist known as B.O.B., known as Bobby Ray, a.k.a. a rapper that's been around for a while.
What does the B.O.B. stand for? Bring Own Bobby?
Well, I think what it is if I was a rapper, I would be called L-double-double-double-O-S-E, I think. I don't get it.
I'd be the notorious B-A-K-K-O.
it's a lot of...
Or Tupac.
Yeah, one of the two. Yeah. But you'd have to lose a nut.
Yeah.
But going forward...
Worth it.
going forward, this B.O.B. guy has decided to start a GoFundMe campaign to basically, of course, prove that the Earth is flat. And I just want to go into a few aspects of this particular campaign. But first, I'd like you to listen to a few words from B.O.B. himself.
I'd like to thank everybody who donated to the cause. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. However, I made a few alterations to the campaign by raising the original amount from 200,000 to 1 million because I feel like a lot of people have made a lot of valid suggestions. So I have come to the conclusion that instead of just sending one satellite or several satellites into space, I will be raising funds to try every available experiment and test, including but not limited to weather balloons, drones, blimps even, high altitude balloons and whatever else or any type of suggestion that anybody has. So, yeah. So I'll be documenting this whole process and I'll keep everybody updated on this road to 1 million and how the funds will be used to research and come to a conclusion. Thank you all for participating.
So, yeah, so that was an update. Now, the original proposal for the GoFundMe campaign was for $200,000. But as you just heard, he realized that was not enough because he needs a lot of different things to prove that the Earth is not round, and that comes with drones. He doesn't need just one satellite. He needs air balloons and all kinds of other things to see it. But I just want to let you know. So he upped it from
Before you go too far here, how much do you contribute? I gave my last two paychecks to it. It was so about $70.
But, you know, after careful analysis.
I've given him all my proceeds, all the money I've made from Decibel Geek is going to this.
So B.O.B. has now gone from $200,000 to $1 million because he needs additional resources such as multiple blimps, as he says, hot air balloons, drones, and multiple satellites shot out to the outer space to show him the curve. Now, I want to break this down. Now, it was
– Wait a second. So he doesn't believe the current – What the fuck? There's all this stuff exists. So he's basically questioning everything.
Yeah, correct. But before you go into this, I just want to explain the financial aspect of this so far. So he was at 200,000. He went to 1 million. They have raised a total of 5,000 so far. Mm. Of that 5,000, this is the best part of the entire thing, and we'll go into flat earthers.
Yeah.
But him himself, B.O.B., of the 5,000, he donated 1,000 of his own money into it. Now, the reason that it's funny is that if you understand anything about GoFundMe, they take between 6% and 7% of it. So instead of keeping his money that he was going to fund for his own project, he just already gave up a huge slice to them. So that shows the mentality of how this is going. But I'm going to.
Has he ever held up a basketball or something and poured water over it and said, "See, it doesn't stick to the sides"?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this.
Claim the ocean does. It makes no sense.
All I know is that I'm gonna defer the floor to yourself. Is just the idea that at some point back in Christopher Columbus's days, people were like, if you go too far, what's gonna happen is first you're gonna see a dragon. The dragon's gonna pop out of the water. It's gonna blow flames at you, and then you're gonna fall off of the earth. That's where we've gone back to. Now go.
First of all, I mean, so I can understand flat earthers properly. I assume they're including Christopher Columbus, or at least the story of him, as part of the conspiracy. And where were they during the eclipse? Did that not settle the debate? And here's the biggest thing that sticks out to me. Besides, like, I've heard some of the arguments, like, look at those two buildings. They're not slightly arced like the Earth is, supposedly, as if they've never had like a backyard that they've tamped dirt down to make it flat. It's like, this is your reasoning. I mean, aren't there things big enough? Like, shouldn't I be able to see the Rocky Mountains at least a little bit if the Earth is flat from my house? I mean, they're high enough and big enough, right? I mean, there should be something out there that goes boom, you know. But hold on. Please. I'm going to wrap it up with this, and then I'll give it back to you. Is that like usually a conspiracy is tied around like a purpose? Like, you know, the 9/11 thing was a way to keep George Bush in power and make people want to, you know, invest money into oil company barons, unbeknownst to them. Or JFK was a cover up to get Lyndon B. Johnson, or whatever the whole theory is, right? Who are the people conspiring to convince us that the Earth is round? Globe manufacturers? It's just like, is it like Big Globe is like, we're just trying to convince you? Like, come on, why do you want to believe this? Nothing about it makes sense. Everything they say is stupid, and it's like, how did you get to second grade at all? I mean, why are you even questioning this? This has been covered for about 700 years.
Yes, but it's not just you know, rappers that have lots of
punctuation.
Yeah, keep going. Who else?
Shaq for about a week. It was a basketball player, a Kyrie Irving. Those are the famous ones I can think of, but there's a whole page and a website dedicated to it.
I think, but for me, when I read this, I thought this was just genius publicity for himself. I don't think he actually believes it. You know what I mean?
Well, I sure to hell hope not.
I hope not.
God bless him.
But I think
him.
It's just, you know, we're talking about him So his whole,
because I've never heard of him. Have you?
Only because of our executive producer who's been pushing me that he's a good artist. He listens to an array of different music.
Are you talking about Fact Bastard?
The Fact Bastard.
When did he become EP?
He has told us
I'm not down with that transition, no.
I'm not either.
He's Fact Bastard. He can, yes. Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm going to play a little clip of one of his songs that I have no idea if it's him or somebody else, but it's a song called Airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Weather balloons, drones, blimps even, high altitude balloons and whatever else.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a dream.
dream and you're a wish.
Blimps even.
Place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing. And all the glitz and the glam and the fashion.
But yeah, but besides B.O.B., you know, there are some other famous musicians that, support this theory as well. Yes?
Go on.
Well, you know, Keith Richards. Keith Richards supports it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to hear from him?
I do. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hello there. This is Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones.
Hey, Keith. How are you doing?
Well, hello there. This is Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
Would you like to talk about the Earth being round?
I would. I've been on a lot of Earths. I've been on a lot of Earths. But none as flat as this one, I must tell you. This one takes the prize. I tell you, you go on this Earth, it's as flat as a board.
What if, like a warped board, though, right? Like a circularly warped circle board?
Well, hello there. This is Keith Richards.
You know, Keith, it kind of sounds like you're just kind of hitting the same chord here. Is it really you, or is this like a recording that Luce is playing over and over again?
No. This is Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. Let me tell you here. I've been on this Earth quite a long time. And I've been on a lot of pilot ships. I've had my Johnny Depp outfits, which I stole from him. He stole from me. We share the same wardrobe, but I've been on a lot of ships and I've been on a lot of water, and I tell you, I've been by a lot of dragons, and this Earth is as flat as a board, not a warp board. And when I sit there on top of my what do you call the end of a ship, what's the ship, the sternum, is that what you call it,
the bow
and the sternum, I'm out there, and when I got a nice 3 or 4 heroin needles stuck on my end of my arm.
All right, that's fair. I mean, I do have only one question for you, though, Keith.
What's that?
Have you ever hurt yourself climbing a coconut tree?
Well, hello there. This is Keith Richards. Stones.
Thanks, Keith. I'm done with you.
All right, thank you.
And your continental just been told.
Now we have, well, hello there, Keith Richards, in our repertoire. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I can't believe that was actually the song that you had that on your list, Luce?
Yes. I
have okay, that on- I made a list of like 15 songs that I'm going to pick from, and I literally highlighted three that I wanted to focus on to make sure they got into, and that was one of them. And I'm like, I wasn't even sure if it was going to make the cut because it's kind of not, it's not a hard rock song at all, right?
No. But yeah, that was, so that was
super happy. Love it. Puts me in a good mood, man.
Take Your Mama Out by the Scissor Sisters. I have no idea even how I heard that song. It's super gay group. It's
gonna take your mama out all night. Yeah, show her what it's all the about.
One? There's another one about
I don't feel like dancing.
There's another one from a follow-up.
No, I only know one song by them.
That's it? Okay.
Anyway. Do it! Take your mama out all night.
My God, that's like like 10 or 12 years old. The first time I heard it, I was like, God damn it, I cannot believe that was on your list. That's a random track. I was like, this is so ridiculous, but it's such a happy song, so it's perfect.
It really is. And if you're not in a better mood, then you probably are just kind of stuck in a shell, man. Yeah. You know, get out, bro.
So, I mean, we kind of did an audible tonight with this. We were all set up. We were going to do actually an episode with a little crossover episode with Pods and Sods, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that Jim Carrey show, Living Color.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to go over there, a whole breakdown of the entire, discography, showography. What do you call that?
Let's go with filmography. Yeah. Season 1 through 8.
Did they have 8 seasons? I don't
know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Season 1 through 6. Yeah, J-Lo before she was hot.
Exactly. That's right. A little fly girl action. But so a little tease of what might be coming out in the future. But it also goes into one thing I did want to go into this though, and that is did you have a chance to listen to Eric Miller? He was going to be guesting on the show to go through Living Color, the band's discography. But
I know, right?
Yeah, man. So did you actually hear his interview with Gene Simmons?
This is Gene Simmons, and I'm Gene Simmons, and you're not. Yeah, I heard the first half today at work. I haven't finished it yet.
Okay. It's only 45 minutes, so you're listening to 22 and a half?
But yeah, almost exactly. I'm not kidding. I was at the 23-minute mark when I closed the window and went back to work.
Yeah, but this just goes to the fact he's done like 65 interviews so far.
How did he get that? I even like the way he was like, Gene fucking Simmons, man.
It's hilarious, the beginning part. But it's just, it's all those things that were just like a week or two. I just want to mention this because just a week or two ago, a couple of their podcasts had mentioned, hey, I can't believe I can't get XYZ on the show. I get like, 5,000-10,000 downloads per show, and this is bullshit. And they'll just go play a radio station in some podunk place, but they won't go on a podcast. And then bam, he just gets them on the show. How funny was that, right?
That's great. No, good for him. I'm like, I was the same as like you when you text me, like, how the hell did he get Gene Simmons? So I don't know. Maybe we'll find out when we chat with him, right?
Exactly. But the one thing
it was a fun interview. I thought he approached it very good for the 22 to 23 minutes I heard. I love that he played Journey of a Thousand Years from Chris Sinzak's favorite Kiss record, Psycho Circus.
No, that album has two good songs, the first track and the last track. We'll go into that some other episode.
Yeah, that'll be a different episode where I talk about how wrong Loose Cannon is about Psycho Circus. But anyway.
Yeah. But this, I can transition into something you wanted to talk about as well. This is sure. kind of a lead in. But before we get into that, just because we kind of start out a lot of talk in the front end, I did want to at least do this. And I'm not sure if you got to this part of the interview. Have you got to the part of the interview where Gene Simmons talks about what a fast typer he is?
I did not, but I also pressed pause because I got a text from you saying you didn't want to talk about Kiss today.
I know, but I know that you wanted to talk about Vinnie Vincent. So I'm using
is this that as your transition here? Wow, great! Well, I'm ready.
Yeah, I figured it was, but before we get into that. Because
he's a good typer, huh? What is he, 43 words a minute? Or?
He's basically bragging about how fast a typer he is. Like his second career is going to be an admin assistant.
You've seen his fingers, right? I mean, does he have like some special keyboard that has like super fat keys on it? I mean, like, how can he be that efficient of a typer? He might be fast, but I got to believe he uses the backspace button a lot.
He's very good. He's very quick on the backspace. But anyway,
I'm a very fast backspace.
Can you count the backspace hits as words per minute?
I'm constantly cleaning up my fuck ups.
Oh yeah,
so quick.
Exactly. My fingers are like nothing as much like the hot dogs he's got for fingers. And I'm doing it all the time. And frankly, I'm a pretty good typist.
Well, listen, before we go into Vinnie Vincent, we want to throw a little more music in the front end.
Yeah, play something.
Because
apparently
the fact
that was my pick, the Keith Richards song.
But what I'm going to throw in there is because of Gene Simmons bragging so much, he types on Eric Miller's podcast with Gene Simmons, and because he wanted to do an episode on Living Color, here is Type.
Come to life.
All right, Baco, we are the children of concrete and steel. So let's continue. What you got?
Well, I got a cold beer.
Good. And again, I said to myself, as I do every day, I said, Cobras and Fire is not a KISS podcast. Yes, we are a KISS podcast a lot of the times. We moonlight and whatever. So, but there are some things that are going on that we cannot avoid. Right?
No, if it's big, we have to get into it, right?
We got to get into it. And, you know.
And we've actually been avoiding this one for a little bit. It's not new news, but we haven't really chimed in a little bit. And we have a little bit of a connection to it, so maybe we should talk about Vinnie Vincent being at the Atlanta KISS Expo. You did hear about that a month or two ago, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to hear your, you know, we can offer our three sides of our opinion.
Oh, funny you say that. Well, I did listen to the Three Sides of the Coin podcast where they interviewed the guy who's putting the whole convention on, right?
Okay.
And are you familiar with Three Sides of the Coin as far as how they view Vinnie Vincent?
No, I'm not.
Well, they basically have made a pretty long-running bit. They ask everybody who's ever on the show, did Vinnie save KISS? And if they say no, all they do is go, thank you. For right or wrong, I'm just saying, this is their bit.
I got to ask you right now, truth, put your hand to the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me right now, how many episodes of that show have you heard?
Probably 20.
Okay. And you've heard them in full, like because
oh, in full? Like 3 hours? Oh God, no. No, because like they do so much lead in crap. I usually skip past that, and I only check in when they have a guest that I'm interested in. Like Klosterman has been on there a couple times. As a matter of fact, to make my point, Klosterman was on as a guest a second time on an episode they called where they like did Vinny. It was the whole topic was did Vinny save KISS, and at about I don't know halfway into it, Klosterman all of a sudden realizes that this is not a joke. These guys are serious. And he's like, I didn't know that we were actually going to seriously talk about this. I thought it was more kind of a bit. And now they're getting the red carpet treatment from the promoter of the thing. They are invited guests. And for a little bit of a back and forth, it was up in the air whether or not Chris Sinzak would be even allowed to attend. Now, I really don't care that Three Sides of the Coin, you know, is willing to admit to the entire world that they have no actual credibility. They don't even believe what they say. And
hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Before you go any further there,
okay.
You know that they've had 2 million plays.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that those are the same people that bought all the tickets to Metallica and then resold them on StubHub.
Oh, you mean bots?
Oh, yeah, bots, yeah.
Yes. You know, you're just really suspicious to me about that. It's always been very suspicious about that. They've had 2 million plays. When you heard that episode, how many advertisers did they have in their show?
I've never heard an advertiser on their show.
That's really weird because if there was a show that had 2 million plays, I would probably want to advertise on them, especially if I was like a KISS product. Maybe I'd want to advertise on that show because it has 2 million plays.
Are you saying Three Sides of the Coin is the earth and they're flat?
My God, this is the Flat Earth Podcast.
Oh,
we fucking cracked the code.
We cracked the code.
These are flat earthers. These are three sides of a flat earth. Three sides of a flat earth.
We're three sidesers.
Listen, there can't be three sides of a coin, nor can there be three sides of a flat earth.
Oh, my God. There isn't three sides to a coin. There's only two.
Right?
Jesus, there's not fuck. Are they counting the edge?
Unbelievable. They might be. That's what it is. It's the edge.
Oh, but back to this. I don't care that the whatever. They can sell themselves out for all they want. I don't know that anybody with a brain ever listened to that show and thought, these guys really have stick to their convictions. You know what I mean? that show is all about, they're basically trolls. So I get it. Whatever. They'll sell their soul. I didn't realize it actually worked. And I won't get into the specifics, but the idea that Chris Sinzak, and by the way, it sounds like it all got sorted out and he's okay to go. But he has been, like I said, I think I might actually be a bigger fan of Vinny than him, slightly. But nobody has done more to at least preserve a little bit of his reputation than Chris Senzak and Decibel Geek. Nobody. And the idea that they're going to roll out the red carpet to people who made fun of Vinny and then kind of like, you know, hold Senzak at arm's length and let him like dangle for a minute. You know, fuck that. You know, I will say this. I'm not going. I wasn't going to go loose, but now I'm not going.
Whatever. Yeah.
In protest.
Anyway, you want to slice and dice it. The guy is a weird fuck. He's also fascinating at the same time.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about three sides of a coin. I'm talking about Vinnie Vincent. And
you don't find Mark Cicchini fascinating? A lot of people don't understand this. Carry on.
Three sides with every meal.
Three sides with every meal.
Anything else?
I'm just glad that because basically, you know, he's our boy, Chris Senzak. He helped us, and Decibel Geek is a monster in the podcasting community. But he is known for being the Vinnie Vincent guy. And I'm just thankful that it sounds like things got worked out, because I would hate to have that turn into a negative thing for him.
I hear you. I think we should get right into a fun song. Let's play Prison Sex by Tool.
Okay.
Kidding. What other song you want?
Oh, is it my pick?
Yeah, it's your pick.
Okay, I want to pick a song by a band called Perfect. You ever heard of them? Of course you
I have not. No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's Tommy Stinson. He was in Guns N' Roses there, sure. And he was the Replacements, which is where I know him. But in a brief period away from that, he started a band called Perfect, and this song is called Makes Me Happy. You'll like it because it's about masturbation, Luce.
Oh, perfect. Let's do it.
Makes me happy.
So that was perfect, Lewis. What do you think? Was it perfect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so before we get on to the next subject, I did want to bring up your band. Your band, Jesus Chrysler. Can we talk about them?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so between episodes 95 and 96, you threw out the bonus track of the track DDOA, which stands for?
Dumbing Down of America.
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, that I think, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think we originally played, I guess, like the first version or demo version of the
yeah, first, a while, like, maybe even 2 years back.
Yeah, and of the riff, the fucking monster riff of that song that to me, to my ears, sounds like a blend of Day Tripper, Beatles, and Supernaut by Black Sabbath. And I'm going to play it real quick. You like that comparison?
I do, yeah.
really a quick clip of it right now. So anyway, the point is that I guess this is this the final version that will be on the album coming out?
Yeah, that's actually one of the most mastered tracks. If that makes sense. That one's done. It's ready. It's ready to go.
That one's done. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's a big pain in the ass. So yeah, it just reminded me from being in the Broken Bulb Studios in Minnesota the last two episodes we recorded when I was in town to bring this up. And that is I just in all sincerity, over these last few years, you've never said play my fucking band on the show. And I gotta tell you, if I had a band, I would shove it down your goddamn throat all the time. Even say promo. I am a promotional whore when it comes to anything that is mine. And so,
well, I will say this on that point. Much like the band. When I'm working on the band, I want to please the audience, and I didn't think it was in the best interest of the show to just, you know, hammer this down. Hey, we've dropped some nuggets in there. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. But my point is that if we, and maybe at some point we will, because it's a lot of production or anything like that. But a lot of shows, they have a general beginning to a show. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like it's the same, like 30 seconds every time. If we were to decide on sticking to one thing every time, that opening riff would be perfect for the show.
Oh,
yeah, that and or you know, this little clip.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
So say either that or this beautiful, beautiful rewrite of "Paper and Fire" by John Cougar Mellencamp.
And fire, sex in your headphones, cobras and fire, while work or at home, on a mission for to save rock and roll, for the rock and rollers, there's cobras and fire, cobras and fire, rock's not dead, cobras and fire, you just found it, my friend, on a mission for to save rock and roll, for you rock and rollers, here's cobras and fire. And fire.
The album before was called
Make Bold Statements.
And this one is the sequel called
Deny It All Later.
Oh, yeah. So, roughly, when can, because we do want to, I think you're going to.
Around Thanksgiving.
Okay, and you're going to maybe put bonus tracks here and there, or at least teasers. Do you want to tease another song on this episode, or do you want to just throw another one out in between?
No, I'll throw one out in between. Yeah, let's stick okay. to the theme here.
Okay, cool. So, go ahead. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to bring it up. It reminded me of how much I liked that song when I heard it in the in between the shows. So
I appreciate it very much. And yeah, you can all, anybody listening can go ahead and download it for free. It's on the Cobras and Fire SoundCloud page between episode 95 and 96. Like it, don't like it. Give me some feedback. Always a good to hear from it.
And again, it's the only song you'll hear in this decade that uses the word quotidian.
Yeah, probably the only song ever that used the word quotidian.
Define that for me right now.
It means mundane or day to day.
Right, it's a big word for meaning not.
Yeah, that it's cool. A very unquotidian definition.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway,
so, all right,
it's your pick. Go ahead. Come on, happy joy. What you got?
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry. I was all over the place. Let me see. I am going to say, definitely. Let's play some Prison Sex by Tool.
That's twice now, right?
Oh, damn it! It keeps getting vetoed. I just want some Prison Sex.
I'm not vetoing it.
Okay. You know what I'll play? I'm not sure this song. I would say this is a happy song because it's so goddamn catchy. And I've never heard of this band before until I went to Minnesota. And that is the band Flip with two P's.
Ooh.
And the song Freak. Freak!
Yeah.
Oh, you surprised me with that one, man.
I've heard that like 20 times since I left
your state. Oh my God. That was so nice. You actually melted my heart by playing some Flip. I'm glad I actually was able to you know, connect you with a local band that I love so much. We opened for them on Valentine's Day in 2004. And if her husband or ex-husband isn't listening, that was the first time I kissed my wife.
Oh, nice. Nice. Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew?
Got some action for you. Oh, my goodness. First base Flip.
First base. Yeah, that's as far as it got, by the way, if you're listening, Jeff.
Well, anyway. All right, man. So what happy song you want to play?
Well, I'm going to play a Sammy Hagar song called 1013 from the record 1013, which I don't know if you know this, but 1013 is his birthday.
I did not know that. Wow. That's a great fun fact for everybody, especially Ian Wadley.
Right? Yeah, I got all that from Ian Wadley. He sent everything Sammy Hagar related to me. So,
but I'm going to guess that. Now, is that the one that? OK, so it was on the album 1013. Was that around the same zone of what was the album that had the tequila?
Red Voodoo.
Red Voodoo. Was that around there?
It was the album after that.
Okay. So that was that limited scope.
Yeah, that was narrow. A scope of pretty good for Sammy Hagar solo stuff.
After post Van Halen.
Yeah, thank God for Chickenfoot.
My God, thank God for Chickenfoot. But yeah, man. Okay. So, you know, I have a bunch. This is your last happy song before we go into another zone after these tracks. So do you want to kind of run down some other ones you had written down there?
Yeah, some of the ones that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I love the Andrew Gold song, Lonely Boy.
I don't know that one. Keep going.
The Beatles song Help was on my list.
Oh, I had a Beatles one on here too. Keep going.
Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Great song.
Doucette. Have you ever heard of Doucette?
I have not.
Mama Let Him Play. Mama Let Him Play. Let Him Play. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough of your songs?
Sebastian Bach has a song called Rock and Roll That Makes Me Happy, but that was also on the list.
What was that on?
That's on his first solo record, which is like two studio tracks with Wolf Hoffman.
Bring Him Back Alive.
Yeah, Bring Him Back Alive. And then a bunch of Skid Row songs. And by the way, featuring Wolf Hoffman on guitar and the studio tracks.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated, yes. So what do you got? What didn't make your cut? And then why don't you end with what did? And then we'll do a double shot.
Yep. Well, what didn't make my cut was Prison Sex by Tool.
I don't know why. I did not veto that. I did it.
So much fun.
Why does he think that I said no?
So much joy. Oh, I still remember the first time I saw that track listing. I'm like, track three, Prison Sex. Anyway, so.
It's like, you know, the little forward button on your CD player went, toop, toop.
I got to get right to the Prison Sex. I can't deal with these first two tracks. I can get right to the Prison Sex. You know that's where the meat is. Oh God, those guys were so fucking weird and still are. But okay, so let's go to, and these will probably be on shows in the future. But I was inspired when you played this song "Bartender" by Rehab a couple episodes ago on your what is it, Asshole Radio?
Asshole Radio.
Yep. And there's another track on that one called 1980, which I like. Do Believe in Rock and Roll by Bad City. I've got Breakfast in America by whatever the fuck the band is.
Supertramp.
There you go. Supertramp. Oxygen by 12 Foot Ninja. Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by Jesus.
Urge Overkill.
Thank you, off of that soundtrack, off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Pork and Beans by Weezer. I've got Bandita by Wildlife, Intergalactic by Beastie Boys, Here Comes the Sun, Beatles. But I am going to go with White Nerdy by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I'm about to throw a party, and every too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and
first
nerdy.
First in my class here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap, I haven't run at Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. Well, my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
All right, Baco, we just got off a spectacular double shot, and I gotta tell you, is it difficult? Is it difficult picking between Kirk and Picard?
Oh no, Kirk. Unless you want, unless you're talking sexy, then Picard.
And hair pieces. I mean, one obviously does not wear a hairpiece. One does.
You give amazing. Your ID card to the border guard, tell them that your alias is Jean-Luc Picard or whatever that line is. But
I don't know. It is a great – that's a oh, my God. But anyway, so, yeah. So we're bringing the happy. We're bringing the silly because, you know, this week has been
– kind of a bummer.
Yeah. And one of the artists we lost this week – besides the awful Vegas tragedy, which we'll go into in a moment, was Tom Petty.
A monster. And, a giant.
Yeah. But why don't you just – I mean, why don't you just break down Tom Petty for you real quick?
For me, a fan, let me make that distinction, not a lot. There's a handful of songs that I really like by him, but I've always respected that – well, whatever. I mean, he was part of the Traveling Wilburys. I mean, he was brought into that group, and he was had to be the youngest guy, right?
yeah. Or at least that like was like 87 or something.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm just saying, like he's with like you know Jeff Lynne and Roy Orbison, and by the way, now we're down to two Wilburys, I think. You know George Harrison, all these guys. But they respected him enough to pull him in. But he's always just kind of done this credible music over and over again. And it just wasn't my cup of tea. But that doesn't mean – I mean, I love like a Running Down a Dream. I love Stop Dragging My Heart Around with him and Stevie Nicks. I did a cover.
That's the one.
I did a cover of that myself, by the way, which is horrible. She's My Baby with the Traveling Wilburys I like a lot. And, oh, my, I think my if I had gun to head, my favorite Tom Petty song is I Need to Know. But almost like Prince in a way, a lot of respect, just not my favorite, not really in my zone. What do you got?
That's pretty much it. You know, the thing about Tom Petty is there was zero image. And what I mean by zero image is that, you know, you can say that bands like the grunge bands like Pearl Jam said, oh, we don't really have an image. They had a fucking image. Their image was not having an image. But he was seriously just a dude, right?
Sure, yeah.
You know? And
but he had a distinct face. And believe it or not, even if it's ugly, that matters.
Yeah, I mean, and a distinct voice. You knew exactly when you were hearing a Tom Petty song, though. There was no confusion with another band.
When you heard him talk.
But my God, you can just go through this. Listen, everybody has been onslaughting you with songs from them. And you know what? Actually, I think that was a great pick when you mentioned the Traveling Wilburys, because I think I'm going to take an audible here. And ooh. I was actually going to pick you know, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, because I think that is a great song, even though it is officially a Stevie Nicks song. I believe it's a Stevie
Nicks
song.
Yeah, he did a single. Duet with her. So. But he wrote it.
Right. Yeah, but before we decide on what song we want to play by Tom Petty, you wanted to mention somebody else as well, Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm, you know, definitely not as a big of a monster in the music world as Tom Petty was, but Grant Hart, he was the drummer from Husker Du, and he was a St. Paul boy where I live now. And they were a band of pretty big influence, I think. At least, you know, people who are familiar with them would say. He lost a battle with cancer recently, so, and he passed away, I don't know, maybe about a month ago, not quite. And so I guess I would just like to, you know, tip my hat to all the things he's done and play a song. You know, he had us a little career too, so.
Cool. Yeah. So you want me to, I'm going to pick the Tom Petty song and you pick the other.
Okay. Yes? Well, I'm going to pick a song, but because it's Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, and this song makes me feel good. It's a song by Grant Hart called All of My Senses. What's the Tom Petty track we're going to listen to?
You know, I'm going to go with the, I guess, like I may have already mentioned, but officially a Stevie Nicks single, but Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Ooh, I love it.
Come knocking on my front chipping, like a dowager shaking, like a subway rolling, like a flower I'm losing. Out of my senses, you know I am abusing. Out of my senses, I'm freezing, like an icicle bending, like a rain cloud rumbling, like a sidewalk mending, like a shroud dissolving, like a snowflake sailing, like an arrow splitting, like an eggshell sailing, like a sparrow I'm using all of my senses. You know I am, I'm using all of my senses. You say you're sensitive. Well, hey, that's the way I want you to live. The lights are too bright in the daytime, but that's alright with me. You say it depends on it. It's cool with the friends that we're always with. Well, I can live without them, but not without you. Well, I can say I'm flaking, like an old paint chipping, like a dowager shaking, like a subway rolling, like a flower I'm using. All of my senses, you know I am. All of my senses, freezing, like an icicle bending, like a rain cloud rumbling, like a sidewalk mending, like a shroud dissolving, like a snowflake sailing, like an arrow.
Baco, so you know, a little serious for the show, but you want to go into the Vegas?
We have to.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, people have seen this, that every day it gets worse and worse where they talk about the body count and everything of that nature. But the first thing it reminded me of is, I assume you've seen Full Metal Jacket. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been years since I've seen that movie. Probably 15 years minimum since I've seen that Kubrick movie. And the as soon as the reports came out, the fact that it was a sniper on the 32nd, you know, level, it reminded me of that scene with the sniper, like in the last part of the movie where it goes, it's just this like no music, complete like just paranoia, death going on where you don't know where the shots are coming from and nobody can get away from it. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously an awful situation I can't imagine being there. And actually I had, where I'm working now, one of my coworkers had two friends that were there that actually had, two people they were not hit, but they were running and they saw people like falling and being hit on the way out. And this guy came in like stark white on Monday, like, just freaked out about the whole situation. So, I don't know. There's nothing you can really say about it, but that's how I can only imagine it being. Anything you want to comment on there before I talk about something else too? That I think is important to mention.
The only thing I knew we were going to get into this. The only thing I think I want to say is that I think the conversation should start with, do you think people going to a concert should get shot? And if your response is anything other than no, then I don't want you part of the conversation. And go for
it. What do you mean?
I don't want to hear any, this won't change that. Don't blame the guns. Don't do this. I'm saying flat out, I had a conversation with somebody where I said, I just don't think going to a concert should be a situation where this kind of stuff happens. And the response was something along the lines of, I'm the kind of liberal that took God out of school. And all I'm saying is nobody of any interest, affiliation, race, color, religion, whatever, country, rock, metal, rap, hip hop, if you're just standing in front of a stage watching something and going, I'm enjoying this, you shouldn't get fucking shot. And if somebody has any other answer than like, I agree, I don't want them part of the dialogue. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Right. Go sit in a corner. Jerk off. I have an extra jerk sock for you.
No, we don't.
Oh, that's right. We're out of jerk socks. I'm just saying, we should all agree on one thing. No matter how we get there, we can disagree on all this stuff, but this is wrong. And if your response is anything other than fuck right, it's wrong, then fuck you.
I 100% agree. Okay. And
all I got.
Yeah. The other thing I just want to mention with this, and I hope this comes off the right way, and I think it needs to be mentioned, is the only the fact that this happens at a concert is horrible. Mm. That's where you go to,
yeah,
no matter what genre of music you listen to, that's where you go to escape, to relax, to things like that. You know, anybody that was there, if they go and they're not going to be able to go anywhere to watch fireworks for the rest of their fucking lives. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't feel comfortable being in an open field. You know, if little black cats went next to me, yeah, I'm probably going to freak out the rest of my life. And it's an awful thing. I'm trying to think of a way to say this, but this is what I think needs to be mentioned is, what could make this even a tragedy like this even worse is if this was an AEG all day like, hard rock,
yeah,
heavy metal fest where some asshole preacher Fox News asshole was saying, like, well, this is somebody that, you know, these people shouldn't have been there. Do you know what I'm trying to say in this situation or not?
Yeah, I mean, let's ask Marilyn Manson and about Columbine.
Yeah. Or even the thing with Eagles of Death Metal, like a joke band, like somebody. Do you remember that just from a year ago?
Yep, yeah.
When somebody was saying, like, oh, it's death metal.
We talked about that.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's nothing really else to say about this, but you know.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man, isn't it?
It is. It is really bad. And but so we're gonna leave you with a song that is from an artist to bring up the mood for a second. He has one of the worst names in music history.
Steve. And
his name is Bob. This is a hell of a transition.
Hey. We're here to add levity. Yes,
that's right.
We got serious there for a minute. That's not a Cobras and Fire. We're not used to that. So yeah.
No, we're not. So Bob Schneider. first you got to think about Schneider. When you hear the word Schneider, what do you think about?
One day at a time.
Oh yeah, that's right. Was he the superintendent?
Yeah, he was the superintendent of Eddie Van Halen's future wife's mom's apartment building.
That's right. So first off, if your name is Bob, you do not follow up your stage name with Schneider. These are a 1-2 punch. At least change your first name to B.O.B., right?
Yeah,
and go after Flat Earth.
B.O.B.
You got to.
I looked it up while you're gone. It's capital B, lowercase O, capital B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. But Jesus anyway, Christ. So Bob Schneider is out of Austin, Texas. He's a singer-songwriter, and he has bedded many women, including Sandra Bullock, for many years. And he has never really broken out of that certain area. But he is famous in his own right. He's got a couple hits. But he has a lot of songs that – sound very happy, but the lyrics are kind of evil. Kind of like
my favorite. Good lyricist in this? You know who's very good at doing this is the guy who wrote for
Bob Schneider.
Bob Schneider and Bernie Taupin, the guy who did all the lyrics for Elton John.
But anyway, so to close out this song, we're gonna play a song called God damn it. That's not what it's called. You like that?
God damn it.
It sounds like it's a good song, but it's just called God Damn It. So anyway, here's Bob Schneider with the track Everything You Love. Baco, anything else to say?
Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in and listening to Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, Episode 2. Let's hope we don't have a cause for Episode 3.
Much is true. On that day I did. God will destroy everything you love if you live long enough. And the game was on and our team was winning. And we watched the television while the world kept spinning around the sun, out into the blue. So I sat there beside.
about the world and I couldn't shake it. No matter how hard I tried, I held my son's hand, his hand in mine. In that moment, everything was fine.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.